Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country-focused interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Brett Kopernik from the Utah Avalanche Center. We're going to be talking this weekend's Avalanche forecast. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Timely for this interview again. We do have some weather moving through, so we got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be an unpredictable weekend, I think is going to be the theme, because this storm moving through, it's looking like it's wreaking havoc down here in the low country. What's it looking like up in the Manti skyline?
Yeah, we've picked up a good amount of snow already from this storm, and it's kind of a prolonged storm, and we're looking at about a foot of snow up there in the high country. So this has been a decent shot for us. We did pick up 8 to 10 inches earlier this week as well. So we have received a pretty decent amount of snow. We've been in a moderate avalanche danger. However, that danger is expected to rise during this storm as it moves through Friday, and that danger perhaps could linger into the weekend. So that's kind of the main message this week, is that storms moving through, and the danger was kind of calm and tame, and it is increasing at this point.
And let's talk about it for a second. We've talked time and time again about that persistent weak layer being the main worry of causing an avalanche. Does this new snow increase that at all, or is this new snow going to be its own problem in itself?
Yeah, great question. The first thing that we look at when we're going to go out into the backcountry this weekend is we want to concentrate on that new snow, and we want to see if that new snow is bonded well to the old snow surface, or if there are any instabilities within the new snow. And so that's the first concern. We want to see if the new snow is acting unstable, if it's unstable in its own right or not. And it should be, this is usually fairly easy to figure out. Folks can go out there and on small steep test slopes, like, you know, only to like 20 feet high or something like that. Something with no consequences, whereas if it does avalanche, you're not going to get buried. But you can go on these steep little slopes and cut across with your skis, snowmobiles, or snowshoes or whatnot, and see if you can get the new snow to crack. Oftentimes, this new snow reveals its hand pretty quickly, and you'll see shooting cracks, or you might even be able to just dig down with your hand a little bit into the new snow and kind of tweak on it, pull it on it a little bit, and see if it shears easily or not. And obviously, you look for any recent avalanches, perhaps breaking in the 6 to 12 inch deep range. That would be involving just the new snow. Then that gives us a good handle on how that new snow is behaving. Now, the second part is, which is more tricky, are these older weak layers that are deeper in the snowpack. And these things have been plaguing us all season long. With large storms, we've seen a couple of avalanches breaking into those weak layers after each storm. Now, with this one, I'm not sure if we're going to see enough weight from this new snow to really reactivate those deeper buried weak layers or not. But the thing is there's a chance that we could trigger these this weekend still up in the high country. And these are by far the most dangerous avalanches. They're going to break a couple of feet deep or deeper, and they're going to break when you least expect it. So it's a low probability, high consequence situation. And I don't like those odds at all. I'm personally still sticking to lower angle terrain and not monkeying around with anything steep still this weekend because of these buried deeper weak layers of faceted snow.
Yeah, this isn't something you want to gamble with at all. This isn't losing, you know, $1 or $5. This is potentially losing your life. So it's good to stay safe in these conditions. Now, another aspect of this I want to talk to you about is the wind. Are we seeing high winds up in the mountains?
Yeah, there was a period of strong wind that came through with this storm. So there will be some drifting that had occurred, and that always increases the avalanche danger. It takes snow from one location and deposits it in another location. And when those drifts are forming, that's usually when things are the most sensitive. And also, obviously, it adds weight, stressing those deeper buried weak layers as well. So wind is always a consideration. It does look like the winds are going to calm down and not be too bad for this weekend, but we'll see what they've done when we get out into the field during this and after the storm.
And then, you know, we always talk about during these interviews to keep up to date with an updated avalanche forecast. You can visit UtahAvalancheCenter.org. But there's a newer way to kind of keep up with that with the Utah Avalanche Center app. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, sounds good. We just released this within the last couple of weeks, and it's the new version of our app. Our old version, to be honest, was not very good. I didn't really recommend that to many folks, to anyone, to be honest. But this new app is a very big update. And so there's a couple things that come with that. The first is that you can access the most recent forecasts really easy. It's a really nice platform for reading those daily avalanche forecasts anywhere in the state. It includes all the regions. The second feature that I really like about it is that it includes an inclinometer. So this is a tool that you can use out in the backcountry to measure slope angles. And I always talk about how important slope angles are. And in general, you want to keep your slope angles under 30 degrees. So this app has a feature that you can go out there and measure slope angles so that you know what kind of steepness the terrain is that you're recreating in. So it's a really nice feature. So both these features are the forecast and the inclinometer are available in that new app, and it's available for iPhone and Android. Folks will be able to use it this spring, of course, and we'll have more features coming over the summer for it as well.
And, you know, it's always fun seeing that. I've been toying around with that app in my free time, and it really is useful, that inclinometer. I can't say that word, but it's a very useful tool. It's very accurate. It's very fun to use. So I recommend anyone who's wanting to go explore the high country, get that app. Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Was there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, just that, we a couple storms during this week. We've been in a moderate avalanche danger rating for most of the week. It's probably going to bump up a bit for the weekend. So just check that daily avalanche forecast before getting out into the hills. Then you'll get the most up-to-date information. It's at UtahAvalancheCenter.org. It's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. Check that out before heading out this weekend. Hopefully we'll get out there and enjoy a bunch of fresh snow and things will be mostly stable, but I can't guarantee that. So definitely check that forecast before heading out.
Well, Brett, thank you as always for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. We were talking this weekend's avalanche forecast. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.